Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From election.
We begin a brand new day.
To the swearing in of Donald Trump.
We have an incredible once in a generation opportunity.
History happens here.
New America on the sky.
It's vital.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Yeah, don't listen to all the voices in your head, Greg.
It gets very busy.
Just the good ones. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And also here, cold temperatures once again this morning. And I-10 is closed from west of Tallahassee to the Alabama state line. The governor did that out of a precaution because ice was probably going to form, or the fear that that was going to take place with the melting snow that they had up there. I mean, in some areas, like 8 inches?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's cray-cray.
Oh, yeah. You get a little melting, then a little refreezing, then it's worse than the snow was. So, yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
Not good to drive on.
So, yeah, better to be safe than sorry. And they're looking at maybe 9 a.m., probably back to normal. So if you got to do any traveling, don't be in any rush.
Yeah.
Stop at Waffle House and get some hash browns on the way. And I'm dead.
That sounds yummy.
It does. Stop it, Greg.
I didn't start it.
No, you're right. Oh, we need the bell. We got a big match coming up here. We gotta talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, in the squared circle, it is Donald J. Trump, the newly anointed dictator of the world, taking on Mr. Perfect Hair and Miss Slimy Bass, Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass. It's gonna take place in California, the land of fruits and nuts. And char.
Yes, lately.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
That is, that's going to happen Friday. President Donald Trump's visit to the fire-ravaged L.A. will bring him into direct contact and possible conflict, if you will. I believe they're using 14-ounce gloves for this.
Ooh.
3-minute rounds, 10 around bout. Governor Gavin Newsom and Mayor Karen Bass actually utilizing a tag team mentality. Actually, what could they possibly say if they are directly questioned by the President of the United States?
Wow.
Because these people don't have answers. No. If they give truthful answers, they will basically put themselves out of a job if they tell the truth.
Mm.
Trump and Newsom, they've clashed over all kinds of stuff in California's management. In fact, it was Trump that told him years ago when he was just coming in. I think he was mayor of San Francisco. He became, and I don't think he'd taken the governor office yet, but he was about to. And Trump talked to him.
He did.
I said, hey, look, the wildfire thing is, that's like for real. And talked to him about, you know, forget about protecting these little, tiny fish. Quit listening to those environmental squeaky wheels. You got to take care of your people. I mean, he laid it out for him. And, of course, Newsom, you know, he can't help himself. It's like, you know, I want to be popular with everyone. Well, are you popular with everyone now? I mean, you've got blood on your hands, you bozo.
Yeah.
What an idiot. And this Karen Bass taking $17 million out of the firefighters' budget?
Oh, that was brilliant.
Where did that wisdom come from?
We don't have DEI programs to take care of.
Oh, my gosh.
Stuff like that. You know.
I mean, look, it's L.A. You've got 30 million people in the, you know, surrounding metropolitan area and the city. I mean, that is huge. And you know, you'd have to know that they are not properly protected from fire. Look, utilizing every resource possible, you're still going to have wildfires. You're still going to lose some homes. You're still going to have damage under best case scenario. But why in the world would you allow a worst case scenario to develop? And that's exactly what's happened. And I'd love to really dig into it. Was any of this at all by design? Kind of turning a blind eye to any of it. Did anybody report? I would be looking for, I'd do a full investigation, and maybe Trump will. A full investigation. Did anybody, like, say, up the chain of command? You know, firefighter Scaboli, you know, sends an email to Chief. Hey, Chief, this is a third hydrant that I've tried. It's dry. And this is before the fires.
Right.
You know, because, and firefighters, I know, that's what they do. They prepare for fires. You know, they're not all just sitting around cooking all the time. They'll go to, like, an area business, especially if it's, like, a larger building, and they'll kind of study the layout, the exits, the entrance, and all that. You know, how, oh, hey, if this place was on fire, what would you do? They do that all the time. So I know the people with the boots on the ground, the real firefighters, I can guarantee you there's a trail.
But where up that ladder did it stop? There's a question.
I like what you did there, ladder.
Uh-huh.
Where up the ladder truck does it stop? You know, yes, there was nobody kind of sounding an alarm, if you will. Again, pun intended, I suppose. But, yeah, and is there more to it? Was it just malfeasance, just not doing your job? Or is there something deeper going on? And that whole California thing is kind of what, I'm sorry, that whole Hawaiian thing kind of brings it up. Wait, yeah, did we ever get to the root of what that was really all about? Did we find out? Remember, there was all kinds of controversies, and this is just people that are going to buy up these properties and do this and that. Is any of this coming to fruition? I would just like to know. You know, is there something else going on? Is it like a form of eco-terrorism? Because how many of these fires have been set?
Right.
And you hear, oh, this homeless guy got arrested. Well, is that it? Are the rest of them naturally occurring or not?
We had a couple more just start up again the last few days.
Exactly. So, yeah. I mean, it is almost, and again, I just have to lay it out there. It is almost as though, how can we create literally the perfect storm? The timing, you know, if we do this right and we don't have adequate water, we've got 1 in 6 of every one of our firefighting pieces of equipment, including ambulance, fire trucks, water, all the tank trucks, all that. 1 in 6 in need of service. We pull $17 million out of the budget. We don't build the reservoirs that we promised that voters voted for 11 years previous. You know, so there's no water. We don't have enough firefighting equipment. Even if there was.
All right.
We know those Santa Ana winds. It's not like, oh, yeah, it's climate change. The heck it is. That's been around. Santa Ana winds been around a lot longer than Santa Ana.
Yeah.
You can Google that. But is it? Is there more to it?
What is going on? Those are decisions. That's what you can be held accountable and should be for decisions made.
Trump and Newsom have clashed frequently in the past over California's management, or lack thereof, of its forest. Trump often criticized the state for failing to allow brush clearance, logging, and controlled burns. And we do all of that here in the Sunshine State. I know we don't have the same topography. We don't have some of the same environmental conditions. We don't have Santa Ana winds. But we do all these as proactive measures, which is just good management. But not in California.
And actually coming up on Monday, Dr. Ludi Bond from the Florida Forest Service is going to be in studio to talk about some of these types of things that are going on.
And she's been in the biz,
oh yeah,
so to speak, for quite some time. So yes, it'll be very interesting to find out what she thinks about this whole situation. But last week, Newsom apparently attacked Trump for allegedly politicizing the fires. Oh, come on. Yeah. Trump didn't have to do it. And every news organization has been all over it because you can't, it's absolutely awful to see the destruction of parts of this city and in other areas. I mean, neighborhoods.
Yeah.
7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Thursday, my friends. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast. You can download that wherever you normally download your podcast. You can get it off the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Just click on subscribe, and you'll never have to miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show. Much more to come. 97.3 The Sky.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With so much to talk about,
an armed society,
there's a lot that fires you up.
It's a polite society.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
You heard the announcer, man. Call now. 877-975-9825. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And if you're new, this is a segment we call What's Bugging You? And appropriately enough, it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So you call in, you air it out, you get it off your chest. It's easy peasy, it's fun, and it doesn't cost anything to participate. So...
wow.
Here we go.
All for free.
877-975-9825. Tends to be a bit of a popular type segment. So if you don't get through right away, don't give up. Try to call back. We'll do the best we can to get through them. Now would be a great opportunity to call. And good morning. Let's go to Royce. What's bugging you?
Well, good morning, guys. Hey, there's a couple things. The first thing is maybe the definition of controlled burn, what we define and what Newsom and Bass design are two different things. Maybe this is their controlled burn. And the other thing is if the Mexican government, I know this isn't brought up yet, but the Mexican government doesn't want to do anything about the illegals coming back. And now they're hearing about Trump using the military to get rid of the cartel. Maybe this is their way of getting rid of the cartel because we all know that they run the government. So, anyhow, just a couple things that were bugging me. Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah. No. We're totally on board with you. Let's go to good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
Yeah, nothing's bugging me, so I feel like something's wrong and that's bugging me. God bless America.
Oh, God bless so you. Yeah, I know. It's this uneasy feeling we've had over us for 4 years. Now we don't know what to do with all that extra nervous energy. All right, let's 877-975-9825. And Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is with the arrival of the Trump administration, we've lost a lot of our usual suspects that we used for content previously on the Bob Rose Show. For example, we can't make fun of Biden shaking hands with the air as he seeks to get off the stage. We can't make fun of Buttigieg's bicycle commute to work. We can't make fun of Kamala Cackle-Harris or Mayorkas or Merrick Garland. So we're going to have to dig up some new content.
Well, there's, for example, still AOC.
Oh, and you know she's always going to be mouthing off.
All right. Let's go to Michael. You're on the air.
Yes. What's bugging me is that they made a big to-do about Trump pardoning people, but Biden, you know, let his son off the hook and all his family. And they didn't make nowhere near as much of a fuss about it as they have Trump pardoning people. That irritates me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an issue that we'll continue to discuss. But, I mean, it's not one that I don't think is going to change anytime soon. Let me go to what line am I on?
I don't know. Which one you're pushing?
Whichever one you show me the... Yeah, because only you have the names today. Let's go to Stroker. What's
two stroke?
What's bugging you?
Hey,
hey,
am I here?
Yes, you
I'm
are
on
here.
The phone. Awesome. Hey, well, what's bugging me is Jeff Beck's 1954 custom Les Paul sold at Christie's last month for $1,047,000, and I was $1,046,999 short of bidding and
it
winning.
Just missed it by this much.
Yep.
Let's go to Tan. What's bugging you?
The banking system. One of the bigger banks, I'd rather not say, everybody would know it, has changed even anything they notarize. Over a year ago, they're not honoring the paperwork. I'm in a battle with them now about my mother's finances, and I think everybody that has had anything notarized needs to check and make sure that it's going to be honored. I had to get a lawyer. So just want everybody to know that these banks are really giving us a fit. Just get it checked.
Wow. Well, thanks for sharing that information. And, that's very unfortunate. And at least you had to go to the expense of getting an attorney. But, Jim, what's bugging you?
Yeah, hi. What's bugging me is these commercials I'm hearing for farmers are pro Roundup. It's like, what? They want to poison us?
I haven't heard about this. Farmers are using Roundup?
Well, it's the same thing. It has to do with the genetic engineered food. They're saying, it helps the crops grow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully this is one of the areas that RFK Jr. is going to address and try to get to the bottom of this and try to make our food safer for human consumption. JD, what's bugging you?
Yeah, what's bothering me is the fact that the president is pardoning their family, friends, acquaintances. The actual way it should have been to be able to pardon other people that they don't know, that have nothing to do with, not themselves or their family. That's what's bothering me.
All right. Let's go to Vaughn. What's bugging you?
Yes, good morning. What's bugging me is the other day I got a message from Social Security about my increase in rate, and there was one paragraph that had told me everything I needed to know, and then there were four other pages attached, printed both sides, in every foreign language known to man, and that just kind of bugged me a little bit.
Yeah, you might want to talk to somebody kind of face-to-face on some of those issues dealing with Social Security. And a lot of them can be quite helpful. But make sure you had all your ducks in a row, all the information that pertinent to it and your questions. And yeah, we're all getting there. Hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully there'll be a couple of pennies left when I get around to it. Thanks, everybody. Great job on What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner, will be with us. Right now, though, it's Thursday. Stay warm. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
Thank you, President Trump. We're coming home.
Yeah! So this is January 6th. Full pardon.
Trending stories.
Winter has come to the South.
And why they matter.
6 inches of snow has fallen around Interstate 10.
North Central Florida's news station.
When it comes to foreign policy, on a very clear mission. To ensure that our foreign policy is centered on one thing, and that is the advancement of our national interests.
On air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3. The Sky. It's been a wild year.
Increasing inflation.
Israel.
Ukraine.
Syria.
What a year.
47th president and your 45th president.
And what happens in 2025?
Act of terrorism.
New Congress.
House Speaker.
Happens here.
Buckle your seatbelts.
97.3. The Sky.
Happy, happy Thursday. Here we are trying to stay warm in the Sunshine State. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So snow melting in the panhandle has caused the closure of I-10 until approximately 9 a.m. this morning. So from just west of Tallahassee all the way to the Alabama state line, I-10 closed. Because of conditions, they worry about ice on the roads. So by 9 a.m., hopefully it will be looking better. If it's safer, they will open that right back up. The whole idea of Ukraine and Russia and us just continuing to send so much money, aid, weaponry. I mean, we know if we look behind the curtain, what we'll probably see is just a huge money laundering operation, unfortunately. President Donald Trump has encouraged the Russian president to make a deal. This is what he posted. I'm not looking to hurt Russia. I love the Russian people and always had a very good relationship with President Putin. And this despite the radical left's Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, in all caps. We must never forget that Russia helped us win the Second World War. True. Mm-hmm. Losing almost 60 million lives in the process. All of that being said, I'm going to do Russia, whose economy is failing, and President Putin a very big favor. Settle now and stop this ridiculous war. It's only going to get worse. If we don't make a deal, and soon, I have no other choice but to put high levels of taxes, tariffs, and sanctions on anything being sold by Russia to the U.S. and various other participating countries. Let's get this war, which never would have started if I were president, over with. We can do it the easy way or the hard way.
Ooh.
And the easy way is always better. He said, it's time to, in all caps, make a deal. No more lives should be lost.
I like it.
You know, Biden refused to speak to Putin about a peace deal. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. That Biden would be the first one to tell Netanyahu, all right, okay, ceasefire, stop. It's like, we haven't emptied one magazine yet, Joe. Can you just back the blank down a little bit? Because October 7th was a bloodbath. Innocent people murdered. And Biden, oh yeah, we need peace. Cease fire. Yeah. We need peace. But did you ever hear Joe Biden talk about peace between Ukraine and Russia?
Never.
And not even talk about talking to him?
No, only then former President Trump was talking about peace.
Yeah, because, because this thing, I believe, can be ironed out. Now, it might not be as simple as President Trump is making it sound. That's, you know, that's his nature.
We get it. Yeah.
How he deals with things. But it definitely, they can figure this out. They can settle this out. Wouldn't it be interesting, though, if Putin says, yeah, we could have came to terms a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But you kept arming and challenging and doing this and doing that. And then it would be interesting to know, too, is there ever going to be a true accountability for the money, the arms, and all that from the Ukrainian side of what they received from us? How did they use it? Did they use it?
Well, you know, we had members of Congress trying to say, hey, let's make this money accountable.
Yeah.
And the Democrats said, nah, we don't need to do that.
No, they really, yeah. They wouldn't sign off on a bill that called for, you know, transparency.
How crazy is that?
Well, it leads you to only one, one thing is that they were doing something that wasn't right. And the thing that comes to mind, especially when you talk about the Biden crime family, is money laundering.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they love to move stuff around these different little shell companies and all of that. And it just sounds like that's exactly what was taking place. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials under the Trump administration have instructed employees to refer to illegal migrants as aliens.
Wow, what a concept.
Yeah, ditching the newcomers term former Biden. Yeah. Newcomers?
Yeah, I know. That one really irritated me.
I was sleeping last night. It was 1:15 a.m. when our front door slammed open. And I thought, oh, my goodness, is it a burglar? No, it was just a newcomer. Are you kidding me?
Right.
And yeah. I mean, really, yeah. You could take it down to the personal level.
Uh-huh.
Our nation is the people's house and property. And you come in without permission. You can't do that in someone's house. It's against the law. You can't do that in someone's country. It's against the law.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you can bend over backwards, double jointed, and twist the law in so many different ways like a pretzel that you can find a loophole to let millions and millions of people in. So anyway, in a memo that was obtained, I mean, really, what do you need to know? He's going to use terminology that fits the situation.
Uh-huh.
And aliens, and that is a term that has been utilized for a very long time. I remember when I was a kid.
Sure.
Remember those PSAs they used to say?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, aliens, you need to go to the local post office and register or whatever.
Yep. We knew what it meant. Everybody did.
Yeah.
Newcomers. Come on. Wow.
What if actual, like, aliens from outer space land?
Then,
and it, what would Biden call them?
Travelers.
Travelers.
Vacationers. I don't know. Ugh.
You know what Biden would call them.
What's that?
Whatever they tell him to call them. Because if they have the technology to get here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think are.
I don't even know if he'd recognize if they were aliens.
Wait till he takes off his rubber mask and looks in the mirror.
Oh, don't.
Yeah.
Oh, now you went. You opened that can of worms.
He's a reptilian.
Oh. On our flat earth.
You know, there's some people that
believe
listen to the show that are,
I know.
They're like,
I know.
Hey, Bob, that's hitting a little cut. Stop it.
I know. Now you're just meddling. Yeah, right.
So anyway, let's use actual terminology that doesn't try to, you know, flower over what's really occurring.
Sugarcoating, as we used to call it. Don't sugarcoat it, Bob. Tell us how you feel.
President Trump has given full pardons to former Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department officers. They were convicted in connection to the death with Karen Hilton Brown, 20, who was fatally struck while being chased by one of the officers in 2020. Trump on Wednesday night announced full and unconditional pardons for former officers Terrence Sutton and Andrew Zabafsky, and who was a lieutenant for Metro Police. And, pardon, et cetera.
You know, that death could have been prevented with two words. Don't run.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Wow.
Don't run.
Apparently, toward the end of this chase, Sutton followed Hilton Brown down a narrow alleyway and turned off his lights and sirens, prosecutor said. Sutton accelerated, and Hilton Brown was struck by a third vehicle, which was not part of the chase. When he drove onto a street at the end of the alley, Sutton was found guilty of second-degree murder. Officer Zabafsky, they were both convicted of conspiracy to obstruct justice, obstructing justice for what jurors found was a conspiracy to hide from Metropolitan Police officials the circumstances of the traffic crash leading to Mr. Hilton Brown's death. And the Justice Department stated that Sutton was sentenced to 66 months in prison in September of 24. Zabafsky received a 48-month sentence. So... Trump had mentioned earlier that he was going to pardon them, and looks like that is the case. All right.
Actually, a listener clarified some of that whole newcomer thing for us.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about it, but there was and you may remember the sci-fi series V. They were kind of the reptilians that had actually come to Earth. He reminded me that those were called newcomers.
Ah.
So when the real aliens get here, they are the newcomers, not people who basically just broke into your country across the border.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was exciting. A good series, actually. It was pretty good.
Exciting times are coming.
Oh.
Is that where the aliens had kind of a little bit larger than human heads? Kind of a no hair? A little bit of were they like adjusting? They already lived here type thing? Or am I thinking of a different series?
That sounds right. But again, it's been so long. And I love all that sci-fi stuff anyway.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Secretary of State Rubio. Doesn't have a nice ring to it?
It does.
And he is already issuing an order to all State Department personnel effectively ending COVID-era work-from-home guidelines and ordering them all back to work in person at the State Department. The news of the order, obtained by Breitbart exclusively ahead of its public release, is likely to cause shockwaves through the federal workforce, but fulfills a major promise that Trump made that everyone needs to come back to work right away. According to a USA Today story from after the election on how Trump and billionaire Elon Musk, who will chair the newly created Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, are aiming to bring the federal workforce back to work. There are still thousands and thousands of federal workers who do not show up at the office, but they're working remotely, right? I mean, they're working.
Right.
Right? Are they? I mean, I would think so.
But you're probably still lighting buildings, air conditioning, heating buildings, taking care of buildings, maintaining them, and people aren't coming to work.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the oversight is like. In some jobs, it's pretty easy to measure what a person's doing.
That's true.
Yeah, if they're laying on the couch eating bonbons and watching soap operas, it'll eventually catch up to them. But in government work, maybe not so much. Ruh-roh. It is 7:45 right now, the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get podcasts. Download through the Audacy app, too, if you want to. AUDACY. And just click subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show. If you stick around, 8:05, you'll enjoy my interview with Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner. It's coming up right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
He's got opinions.
California, like many of our states, are run by incompetent, unserious ideologues.
And he's not afraid to share it.
They believe they can conquer Mother Nature, and they are creating these disasters.
Mark Levin, 6 o'clock on 97.3 The Sky.
Congratulations. We survived the blizzard of 2025. Yes, the Sunshine State covered in snow.
Bob?
Yeah?
We didn't get any snow around here. Little sleet, Alachua, maybe, but no snow.
We received snow, substantial snow in the Sunshine State. It was could have been devastating.
There was snow on my app that it lied about.
Snow on your what?
My app. My weather app. It lied. It said there was heavy snow when I woke up yesterday.
Oh, that's right. And you were all excited. You had the Jeep all revved up.
Oh, man, I was ready to go.
He was going to do donuts up and down the road. And
it was just wet. And rainy,
yeah,
and cold.
So it said it was heavy snow, and it wasn't. Yeah. You better make sure you got it programmed to like the right zip code, something like that. Especially
him.
Since you
it said Gainesville. Come on,
you share weather information with tens of thousands of people every hour, 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. Good morning, my friends. We made it. It is 7:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yeah, we knew it. They were gunning for Pete Hegseth. Yep. The left doesn't like the guy. Well, I mean, think about it. The guy actually served in combat. And then?
Yeah.
And then showed up on evil Fox News.
Oh, bum, bum, bum.
Ooh. A sin worse than death itself. So listen to this. It was NBC who apparently put out this shoddy hit piece against him. And the problem is, when everybody started doing a search when he was announced, of course, that's the article that's going to come up. So, Pete Hegseth, President Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense, accused the author of the hit piece is accused in an internal complaint of making false claims of sexism and misogyny. False claims. This was an internal complaint. Yep. You read that right. And she then had the gonads to run with this cockamamie story of Mr. Hegseth reportedly being threatening toward his second wife, who, by the way, his second wife absolutely refuted the allegations. She said, no, that's not accurate at all. But and they knew it before they ran the story. But NBC News ran it anyway. I mean, that's what you do. You try to get some kind of corroboration. Wow. Some, you know what I mean? You go to the source if you can. That certainly she would be a source.
Sure.
I mean, it was Hegseth and his then wife. If these things happened or were true, they ask her. If she says, no, that's not accurate. And they go with the story anyway. Well, of course they would. Because remember, we're talking about the lefty media with an agenda. The end justifies the means. It's not like, oh, let's make sure that we are on righteous ground here. Let's make sure that it's really journalism, that we've, you know, dotted our I's and crossed our T's. No. No, none of those rules apply. Folks, we don't live in Leave It to Beaver 1950s. Now, to make it even worse, those allegations apparently against Hegseth were never brought forward by his ex-wife, but by the ex-spouse of his brother.
Hmm.
Now, I don't.
That's odd.
You don't have to be, a brain surgeon to say, "Gee, I wonder how true the allegations would be, or if this person could possibly have an axe to grind." Hey, Hegseth's brother. Yeah, I was married to. What a bum he was.
Yeah.
And I'm so sick and tired of that family.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah, oh yeah. Oh no, he was rotten too. Yeah. Yeah, he was right. He shouldn't be in this powerful position.
Hmm.
Yeah, look, just like in domestic disputes and stuff like that. You've seen it before, and a marriage being dissolved and there's an issue about, who's going to have custody of the child, and allegations are thrown around in a lot of cases. That's all lies.
Yep.
It's all made up. The hit piece, basically now has no legs to stand on. Hegseth's second wife refuted the claims, and the second reason why this story, has no credibility is why the complaint was brought forward. Oh, at 0 hour. It's a tactic of the left.
Little suspect there, yeah.
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 We got to hurry up and put something together here. Yeah. And she even, Samantha Hegseth is her name, who made the allegations.
Mm-hmm.
Ex-wife of Pete's brother. First and foremost, I have not and will not comment on my marriage to Pete Hegseth. I'm sorry, that Samantha is his ex-wife. This is her putting out a statement saying that story was wrong, and when they contacted me, I told them it was wrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, they ran with it anyway.
So, Hegseth is kind of one of the holdups. Apparently, there's something to Pam Bondi being held up.
Yeah.
Consent of confirmation.
Somebody, a mystery member there, I guess, is not going along with the plan.
All right. Well, we'll stay on top of that and try to get some details for you. Also, I was mentioning Marco Rubio, Florida Zone.
Yes.
And one of the first State Department actions, he called everybody back to work. I shared that with you just a couple of minutes ago. But he also said, those Black Lives Matter flags and the Pride flags?
Mm-hmm.
No. No, those are not going to be flown at any of our embassies and or outposts.
They don't belong on our government buildings anywhere anyway. That's no.
No, they don't.
Mm-mm.
I mean, remember, I know this might confuse some people.
Yeah.
Because on the left, there's a lot of confusion. You know what I mean? The United States of America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner, our buddy. He's going to be in the house in just a couple of minutes. Stick around, 97.3, The Sky.
This is Sky News.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
Trending stories.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And why they matter.
From this moment on, America's decline is over.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once.
I was saved by God to make America great again.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.